Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If I type in the magic words Davy theme,
yes,
then I can begin the podcast.
What happens?
Oh. Well, hello there.
Hello.
Hello and welcome to your Friday. Nothing gives you the Friday feeling like Tamazepam, like Davy, your cousin. Beloved to all.
Very similar.
Very similar. And, well, have you had a good week? 2-0, 2-0, 2-0, 2-0, 2-0, 2-0, 2-0, 2-0.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Do you know, I have had a good week, actually.
Yeah, why is that?
I mean, apart from, obviously, getting my second jab yesterday, which...
Oh, yeah, you got the Moderna.
I've got the Moderna.
That's like the Perrier. Of...
Yes, exactly. It's got bubbles. No, that's not good.
It's quite bad, isn't it, in your arteries, yeah. I believe.
But didn't have any side effects after the first time.
Yeah.
And had the second one yesterday... And now feel
all
like,
the side effects.
Well, I just feel slightly off my face, so I'm sorry if
that's brilliant because I am off my face. So this is going to be a great record, everybody.
As long as it doesn't end with us just both slumped,
just on the day. We did some good slumps in our time. Can I tell them about slumps. That time?
Well, I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah, you fell asleep. You were around at mine.
Yeah.
This is when we were like 25.
Mm.
Slightly younger, perhaps. And you fell asleep because we'd stay up till 24. Like 2, 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
Easily playing video games and stuff.
Yes.
And you fell asleep.
True. Yes.
Sitting on a cushion on the floor. But yes. Leaning back, resting, I think, against like a small occasional table with your head directly underneath the underside of my swivel chair.
Ooh, okay.
The temptation to let off an air horn was... it would have been amazing.
I used to be able to do that thing of falling asleep in a weird position and like still holding a drink kind of a thing.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the kind of thing. And like with my eyes open.
I've seen, like, I was watching You've Been Framed lately, and I was astonished at the human mind's reflexive ability to calibrate holding a drink upright, even when the whole body is going down.
Yes.
It's like, oh, keep the drink upright.
Yeah.
Don't want to spill that drink when I'm smashing my tibia.
Yeah. There's some great videos of people doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Anyway,
that was a good part of my week. But also,
yeah.
Do you know what?
What?
I've been nominated for an Emmy. I mean, it's
what?
It's a daytime Emmy. Well, it's not. It's the daytime and children Emmy. But still,
David,
I know.
That is a stupefying piece of news.
It's good, isn't it? It was good. Like I was slightly.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Like you personally.
Me and the mixer. Yeah.
Holy flip!
for the Grover Sesame Street animation.
That's totally astounding.
So
congratulations. Oh my god, you get to go.
No, I don't get to go.
I should come with
there's
you
not,
because
there's not
I should come.
No one gets to go.
Because of COVID.
You can get to go on your phone. There's an app.
Seriously.
That anybody can download the Emmys app and they can watch it on Saturday the 17th of July and see whether I win. That I really don't. I'm not asking you to do that.
Wow.
That would be really dull. But I will tell you afterwards. I don't know what any of the other things are.
You know, so, you're...
As in, like, I know what they're called, but I just don't know what they are.
Yeah, but who cares? It's not you. Who cares? David, that's amazing. Oh, my God. Owen has already offered to show you around if you go to the... So there you go. And hello to Pat, who's joined us on YouTube. David, that's stupefyingly cool.
I know, and it's very good.
The fact that there's an Emmy app, your very own niece was lamenting on Instagram, having walked, I think, into a store or somewhere and having her name confirmed as Emma Yap, Emmy Yap.
Yes. I see.
To the response, is that a real name? Who'd have a name like that? Which is kind of amazing.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah, and maybe you'd have the same experience I had once when I checked into a hotel in New York. I was there on business when I was working at BBC America.
Yeah.
And they said, hi there, do you want to check in? And I said, yeah. And they said, do you have a reservation? And I said, yeah, I do. And said, and what's the name? I said, it's Yap. And they just fell about laughing.
No.
Literally, these two women just crying with laughter. I was like,
wow.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it is.
Do you not get anyone with funnier names than that?
And they said, oh, no, we've been laughing about this for hours. I was like...
Been waiting for the app.
That makes it better, does it?
Yeah.
I said,
now that we've actually met
you, and they said,
it's even funnier.
Yeah. They said, no, we were just imagining you coming. You'd be like, hey there, do you want to check in? And you go, yep. And we say, do you have a reservation? Yep. And what's the name? Yep.
Oh, God. I mean, we have all had that.
Yep.
What were you at school?
Jacob's Cream Crackers. That was the thing.
Were you? Were you?
I was Jacob's Cream Crackers. And yep.
Yeah.
You were Yappy, weren't you?
I was Yappy, yeah. Everyone called me Yappy.
Yeah.
And then everyone went, Davey Yap, he's crap. And that's the general one that I got.
Yeah. Yeah. Good times.
Lovely. I don't know anyone doing that.
But tell me.
Go on. What have you thought? It's something horrific, isn't it?
I don't know. You know when you have the germ of a joke, but you can't come up with the actual iteration?
Yeah.
But... Tell me,
it's like
what
kids tell jokes.
But tell me, what did they call your brother? And then I wanted to call him something like Zanka, you know, or something like that. But it's like not a name. So it didn't work. Do you understand? It was a joke stem. It was like the stem cells for a joke.
Yes.
I could have grown a new joke ear
on
the back of that joke mouse. Yeah.
It's like put all the bits together and you'll have a great joke.
I promise you, 2 a.m., I will have that joke in my head ready to go and immediately forget it. Anyway, we should crack on.
Yes, let's crack on.
Because we're here for the audio odyssey. Listen.
Listen.
Right. Listen! God! Here we are! Everyone, week in, week out. David does all this preparation. Now, will you listen?
Yeah. Well, you don't know how much preparation. No, I have done preparation.
You do, yeah, you do.
So... Let's have the clue. It's quite it relates to something that's been happening with some of your followers online. So let's have a listen to the clue.
Okay.
Bobby, how would you like to go to the zoo?
A zoo? A real live zoo? Gee, I'd like that.
All right, son, we're off to the zoo.
That was easy.
We're off to the zoo. We're off to the zoo where the animals live and play. We're off to the zoo. Oh, what a lovely day.
Oof.
This is... Oh, hang on. This is not the zoo. This is not the zoo. This isn't the way to the zoo. This isn't the zoo. This isn't the zoo. Why didn't I listen to mother? What's the relationship there?
So what's the theme? What is the theme?
Zoophilia.
Do you know
child
what?
Child abduction.
It does relate to two things, actually. So it's not zoos. It is just it's animals, but it's humans' relationship with animals, and that relates.
I was right.
So that relates to I think someone was posting about a Twitter about an article in the week, which was basically saying bestiality. What's wrong with that? I think something like that.
What's that?
I'm paraphrasing.
Rod Littlepiece.
And also, Jem was tweeting last week because he's got a lovely. Have you seen his kitten?
No, I haven't seen his kitten. I haven't seen his puppies. Oh. I didn't get in his car and he didn't take me to the zoo.
His kitten's very cute. And there was a bit of a thing of naming the kitten. And at one point, I thought Davey was in with a chance. I think it was going to be Davey the kitten, but wasn't to be. And
it's
Douglas.
Zanka the kitten. So hopeless.
Douglas the kitten. Yeah. So I've got some songs about animals, and I've chosen things either about pets or zoos.
Okay.
And we've got, it's just like interesting for me, I thought. I'm very, very sorry that there is nothing of really good quality in this.
Listen, regular listeners to this podcast, they're not here.
No, but
for
you
quality.
Know, sometimes I like to put in something which is like, oh, wow, that's good.
Okay. That's fine. But, I'm happy with just train wrecks all the way. And by the way, looking at that menagerie on your screen there.
Yeah, yeah.
I will say some of those animals are significantly easier than others.
All right. To draw, yes. So what I've got first of all,
yes,
is a song.
Yes.
So a lot of these songs are written for children because, you know, our kids, they love animals, don't they? They love animals. So we've got something from Big John Arthur and the No School Today cast.
Oh.
This record here. So this is Big John and Sparky was the name of a radio show in the 50s.
I'm just going to say that's like bad letter setting there.
It's really bad, isn't it?
That's really bad. Yeah. Either commit to doing it on the wonk.
Yeah.
Or do it straight. But that's,
I loved letter set.
Letter set was great fun.
Letter set was so cool because you could make it look really weird. So this is from the album from the radio show.
Yes.
The show began, it was the Saturday morning show for kids, but it was radio. So this is before Saturday TV. And John would shout proudly at the beginning, "No school today!" And that's why it was called the No School Today.
Right. It's good. Yeah, yeah.
But,
I don't know that you want someone called Big John Arthur hosting a...
No, I know. And the weird thing is that Big John Arthur decided to speed up his voice on this record. It's
making
close
him
to...
then sound very small.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
Maybe that's the
is
joke.
Is this the lofty... okay.
Yeah. But this is a song about a pig. And let's listen to the great lyrical stylings of Big John Arthur. I think it's interesting to hear what people come up with about animals. Let's listen.
Cincinnati dancing pig, he's the barnyard Mr. Big.
Oh boy.
Cincinnati dancing pig with his riggity jiggity jiggity jig 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 jig. Children yell and clap and sing when he does his buck and wing. Cincinnati dancing pig with his riggity jiggity jiggity jig 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 jig. Dancing bears and kangaroos have a lot on the ball, but until you dig that remarkable pig, you ain't seen nothing at all. From Duluth to Birmingham, he's the pork chop dapper Dan. He's the keenest ham what am, Cincinnati's dancing pig with his riggity jig 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 jig.
Well, look at them dance.
Oh.
Well, look at those shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Genuine pigskin.
Oh, right.
That's quite sick.
Yeah. Oh, look at him dancing into the scald bath. Sorry. Uh-oh. Cincinnati the dancing halal pig. Oh, no, wait, you can't have that, can you?
To Birmingham, he's the pork chop dapper dam.
Mm.
He's the keenest ham what am. Cincinnati's dancing pig with his riggity, with his jiggity,
oh,
jig, jig, jig.
Skip, skip, spam, 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 spam. Julie says, who's put LSD in my water? It's a fair comment.
Riggity jig jig jig.
Riggity jig.
Come
jig,
on.
Jig.
Yeah.
Yes.
So yeah, I mean it's a bit very confused, a lot of these songs, aren't they? It's about that sort of like, you know, oh, he's a funny animal, he's great.
Yeah.
And he's a pork chop.
And we're gonna and kill it and eat it.
And he's got pigskin shoes.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Yeah. It's a bit hot cold that, isn't it?
It is a bit.
But
then that's always been the problem. It has been the problem.
Yeah.
And I'm not like, you know, I'm not the vegan here, but I do think.
Yeah. You're very vegan friendly, though.
I am very vegan friendly.
Some would say over friendly. But not me.
I try to hold back.
Mm. Steph says, kids growing up loving animals and then told to eat them. Oh, my God. Is this a vegan special, Davey?
Well, there you go. It could be seen as that. Although the next selection.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, you know. Is eaten in much fewer places in the world.
Okay,
I've got a medley of songs about cats.
Okay, it's a big Italian delicacy, cat.
Is it?
Yes, genuinely.
With horse.
You put. I think there's a dish where you put the dead cat in a stream for several days, and it sort of washes the. Hannah says, Hannah who's watching, hi Hannah, says, I'm allergic to most animals, so we're going to know who you've been kissing.
To most animals, that's quite, that must be tricky.
Yeah, and Pat, who had to go, said, did you hear Rishi Sunak has a picture of a new puppy he's posted online and someone's already asked, has it got a PPE contract yet? Quite nice.
Nice.
And Owen has had to put eardrops in their cat's ear for the last 3 days.
Oh, that's not fun.
It just drops of what? Just vegetable oil. Good time.
Drops of wine.
Yeah, and apparently the bestiality article was from Unheard, which makes sense. H-E-R-D.
Right.
That's more pro-herd. Anyway,
but yeah.
So
well,
cats,
I mean, cats, and we're big fans of cats. Obviously.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You've had many cats,
yeah.
In your life, I've got one of your cats,
yeah, and
right
it's
now.
Half of all my beatboxing, along with boots.
Yes, yeah. So I've chosen now. These are interesting.
Come on.
In terms of like. Okay, like, let's put some effort into these lyrics, right? Let's do some, really...
Sure.
I mean, you know, kids aren't stupid.
No.
Kids, you know, they can have, like, you know, really sort of detailed and interesting lyrics for their songs. And I've got a little medley here of three songs.
Okay.
I'll tell you who the first one's by.
Okay.
It is by the master of the animal song.
Of course.
Who am I going to say?
Burlives. Wow.
Captain Burlives there with his
ark.
He did a lot of songs about animals. And I
know you're supposed to love Burlives.
Well, I don't know if you are anymore. Are you?
And everyone goes, no. I don't.
I
don't like his timbre.
I don't like his timbre.
Thank
the best
you.
Mickey take of Burlives was in Ren and Stimpy, which was a song called Happy, Happy, Joy, Joy. And that's
that's from?
Check that out, because he has a bit where it's talking in the middle and it goes, a fly married a bumblebee. That's very funny.
Do you know, I recently watched Hans Christian Andersen, the Danny Kaye musical, which I had the album of, but I'd never seen. until it showed up on Amazon Prime and there was nothing else. And how terrible it is and how maddening.
Yes.
You know.
Terrible.
It'd be like, sort of like, there's a knock on the door and it's like, Mr. Christian Anderson, this is the Inland Revenue. We haven't had your tax return and we think you owe us 4,000 guilders or whatever. And he says something like, can you imagine if a ball of string got married to a rock? And he'd be like, what are you talking about? What kind of shoes would they wear? Stop it! Stop your whimsy! This is tax fraud!
Yeah, I feel that Burr Lives is very much down that whole avenue.
Yeah.
He was a little bit about Burr Lives. His full name, Burl Eichel Ivanhoe Ives. So that's B-I-I-I, his initials.
Oh, I thought it was breaking out in.
And, I mean, the family, interesting, his from mother and father, Levi and Cordelia. Mm-hmm. And he had six siblings. Audrey,
Levi Arty, Ives,
Clarence, Argula,
sure,
Lily Burn, and Norma. I mean, Argula Ives.
That's just gargling. That's not a name.
It's pretty impressive, isn't it? So,
hi there. Do you want to check in? Yes. Do you have a reservation? Yes. What's your name? Argula Ives. What? Could we get Mr. Yap back?
So I've got a lovely song from Burr Lives showing his lyrical dexterity. This is called Look at the Little Kitty Cat. And then we'll move on to two other songs about cats, both of which are up there. Definitely.
Here, kitty, here, kitty, here, little kitty, here, little kitty.
No!
Here, kitty, here, kitty, here, little kitty cat.
Oh, my God.
Look at the little kitty cat a-walking down the street. I bet he's got no place to go or nothing good to eat. Look at the little kitty cat with tiny tired feet. He ought to.
What's fun is imagining him singing this in the middle of like a Millwall game.
I'm here, Miss Pussy, you naughty little thing. Unless you stop, Miss Pussy, another tune you'll sing. So Rover said to Kitty and looked quite cross at her, but in her gentlest manner began to purr. Meow, 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 meow. Miss Pussy began to purr.
This is lyrically
meow, meow,
meow, all meow, so bankrupt.
Meow, Miss Pussy began to purr.
Here comes the Pussycat Parade.
Of course.
Here comes the Pussycat Parade. See those cats, nice and clean, white and black and fat and lean. Prettiest cats you've ever seen in the Pussycat Parade. Here comes the Pussycat Parade.
This is,
Here comes the Pussycat Parade.
This is Donald Trump.
People stop, people stare, look at their tails up in the air in the Pussycat Parade. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Head.
Hippopotamus.
I had to stop it there just because it then moves on to the section where the different pussycats are singing, and it's a Persian cat and,
okay.
And a Siamese cat.
Cut.
Mel. I mean, you know, even Mel Blanc.
Yeah, well, the clue, you know, white.
So that was Burr Lives, first of all. Then we had... Yes. A selection from this record. Oh, that looks classy, doesn't it?
That definitely looks... We definitely... It's fun to see the evolution of sort of cartoon art from all that rubbish with Looney Tunes and Merry Melodies to the really class stuff in the late 60s, early 70s. Really, really great.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this it's like, let's try and give it some kind of interesting angles. Let's try and make it a little bit, doesn't have to be symmetrical.
Let's just draw it by mouth. Wow.
So that is from Rubber Ducky and Other Pet Songs. And that song was called Dog and Cat, imaginatively.
Wow.
And then we had the Pussycat Parade from Mel.
Donald Trump,
Miss
World.
That's a double A side there. You can go online and listen to Little Red Monkey if you want.
As far as you're concerned. Yeah.
Wow. But Pussycat Parade.
Was Little Red Monkey a sort of response to McCarthyism? Was it like a sort of Hitler Youth?
Yeah.
For I think communist probably. Witch hunting.
Yeah, I think so. But did you know about Mel Blanc, right? I found out something about Mel Blanc. Do you know that in the 60s, he was in a car crash? He was in a head-on collision on Sunset Boulevard. His legs and pelvis were fractured. And at one point, he was completely unresponsive. And then this is the story that the doctor said, how are you feeling today, Bugs Bunny? And then he said, just fine, Doc. So he basically brought him back with Bugs Bunny.
That infamous catchphrase, just fine, Doc.
Yes.
I'm
all right, Doc.
Just fine, Doc.
but he was basically, you know, he was out of action for quite a while. So yeah. Warner Brothers, like, they asked Stan Freeberg to do some voices, and he said, no, I'm not going to. Because I can't do it as well as Mel Blanc.
Yeah.
He didn't say that.
No, but I don't feel like that's the sort of thing Stan Freeberg would say.
Out of respect for Blanc.
Sure.
But he was also the voice of, Mel Blanc was the voice of Barney Rubble in the Flintstones at the time.
Ah, that may have more to do with it.
Still being made. And so Dawes Butler was the voice of Barney for like a couple of episodes. But after that... Mel Blanc in his full body cast was still doing the voice of Barney Rubble, and the other Flintstones characters would have to be like travel to him to do the show.
Really? Seriously?
Isn't that insane?
That's bonkers. You know, I worked with a guy, I think he started writing children's books now, but he sent me a script for an animation. He did a little sort of animations and things.
Yeah.
And he sent me a really funny idea. It was like a tower block. It was an animated series.
Yeah.
and there were just various characters in there. But there was just, as a sort of non-sequitur aside, it just cut to this really dark scene, like in the middle of the night. It was Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble standing by the open boot trunk of a car.
Yeah.
And Fred Flintstone just saying... Barney, I can't fit him inside. And Barney's going, I don't know, Bert, maybe, not Bert.
Frank, Fred,
yeah,
Fred.
I don't know, Fred, maybe see if you could cut his feet off with a piano wire. He won't fit inside.
Yeah.
It was really dark.
The Sopranos great. And the Flintstones, that would work as well.
Oh, yeah. Sopranos, meet the... That'd be great.
Yeah.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So there you go. That's the songs about cats. So we don't need any more of those. But now we should travel back to the zoo.
That we never got to.
Yeah. So that little opening with Bobby going to the zoo. There's a whole sequence. So I've chosen the choices, the moments, and let's see where they go first. In the zoo. So hang on. Here's the record.
My friend's
let's
house.
Go to the zoo.
Yeah. Just drink this drink.
Golly, Daddy!
The goldfish!
What's all that noise?
That's a lion roar, and it's coming from the lion house.
Oh,
a real lion? Can we go over and see them now?
Sure we can, son. They are right over here.
How do you do, Mr. Lion? How do you do? I've heard an awful lot about you. They say you're the king of the animal world.
Thank you for doing it exactly what was in my head. I was literally imagining him singing that while his soft boyish belly was being eviscerated by red wet mouth of the
lion. That's all quite timely because I don't know if you saw the news, but the thing is about Bristol. Bristol's great in many ways, but
I hear you
too
get
many
the
zoos.
Best vaccines.
There's too many zoos, though.
How many zoos are there?
There's about three, I think. What? There's a couple of ones sort of outside Bristol, as in like in big open land places.
Well, you're not far away from Animal Park, are you? Lord Bath,
Lord Bath, yeah. That's another one. I mean, there's just loads of them.
He was,
and
a
the Bristol Zoo
dodgy.
Is
he was a
down.
Nasty piece of work.
Yeah.
Did you hear that he had little cottages on his estate, where he holed up what he called literally the wifelets.
Oh God!
I'm serious.
Yeah. He's not an. Well, he wasn't.
No, he's a revolting old.
But no, there was a story recently about Noah's Ark Zoo Farm, which is just outside Bristol, where they've got three elephants there, they did.
Mm. Before they realised you only need two. Otherwise, it would be wrong in the eyes of God. Three of them.
So the bull elephants, one of them just basically killed the other one. So that was quite recent.
Zoos are not doing well. I went
zoos
to a zoo recently where the bears got out, so they shot them all.
Yes. Doesn't feel very zoological.
Hannah on YouTube says, I've been to Bristol Zoo.
Oh, yes.
I hope you didn't do any kissing, Hannah. Hannah, what happened to you?
Why would you go to the Bristol Zoo? You're allergic to everything.
Yeah. Your lips are very swollen.
Yes, it is being closed. But I think they're thinking of some interesting uses for the space rather than just student flats.
Just put students in the pens and we can all just look at them.
Exactly. Yeah. I do remember going to Bristol Zoo as a child.
Yes.
And it was like a school trip. And my mum gave me like a pound.
Oh,
it's like,
yeah.
Go get something nice from the shop.
Any smokes?
And
any smokes?
I went and I bought a pair of Bristol Zoo sunglasses.
Yes.
I think they were pink. And I came back going, hey, look. And my mum was like, oh, dear, David.
Oh, no, that's not the right response. That's terrible. Barney says, they're closing it, aren't they? That's sad. I went there when I was at uni.
There you go.
Hannah says, isn't there a very old tortoise there?
Oh, there's a very old tortoise there. A massive one.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought it was a rockery.
some lion facts for you.
Ooh.
Did you know that you heard about like the lions that they've bred with other animals to create hybrids? For the curiosity of visitors or for scientific purpose. That doesn't sound really very legit, does it? You can get a liger, which is a cross between a lion and a tiger, which
yeah.
is bigger, apparently.
I'd love to see the linguine. That would be my one.
Well, this is what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Could people tweet in with the ultimate lion hybrid or animal hybrid generally?
Larret. Luxury guard.
A tigon, which is a cross between a tiger and a lion.
No
not
way.
A lion and a tiger.
Because Julie just said that on YouTube, I think as a joke, but...
No, it's true.
Oh, wow.
The
so it depends which
small,
one's at the front. Is that the...
And the ligers. And there's also a leopard.
What?
A leopard. A cross leopard. Between a leopard and a lion and a leopard. Oh, don't go there. We're going to do that at some point.
Oh, God. I hope so.
But, So, please do write in with your suggestions for
hybrids
lion
with
hybrids.
Lions.
Yes.
Okay.
Linoceros. No, okay.
Lino.
So... Lino. Yeah, Lippo. So now we're going to go for another children's song about animals and okay. a
but
joyful
I'm sorry,
one.
I'm breaking him. Barney says, duck maned Liopus. Fabulous.
That's good.
I'm calling time. He's won it. So,
so we're going to have a song about rabbits by... This, well, let's
right.
see. Well, this is the okay. cover. Mr. Giggles. Oh. Mm,
how many years did he get?
Yep. I'm looking at a picture of him now and I'm not feeling good.
No. No.
I'm not showing it to you.
Yes, you are.
He.
showing everyone right now. I can
he
see
had
it.
An illustrious career, Mr. Giggles. He was on the Big and Little Club on ABC.
Big and Little.
He's since appeared on about 50 radio and television shows.
Okay.
He also featured on... he had his own TV show, The Giggle Movie Theatre.
Yeah.
You cannot find anything about any of these. It's disappeared without trace.
Oh, man.
He was in a film called Mr. Universe. Again, can't... I think I found it on IMDb, but he's not in it.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. So who knows? Anybody, if Mr. Giggles wants to get into...
No, I do not want Mr. Giggles to get in anything remotely resembling touch.
He would be 102.
Absolutely.
So if he's still around.
Owen
but
says...
But he did this.
Oh, sorry. I just want to break in because Owen says, they shot the bears. Jesus, there was a wild bear and cub loose near my elementary school when I was a kid and they just kept us in and tranquilized them.
Oh, well, that's the...
I think the justification is they said they didn't know how the tranquilizers would make them react... Anyway, and I just love this. Hannah has a hybrid, a lion hybrid for you. Are you ready?
Yeah, yeah.
Cross a lion with an ex-prime minister and you get Lionel Blair. So good.
Nice.
Well, and Julie just tweeted an emoji of an aubergine saying, when you say rabbit. All right, Julie. All right. So.
Okay, it's a bunny.
Mr. Giggles.
It's a bunny.
The untrackable Mr. Giggles.
Untrackable. He's completely. He's vanished.
Oh boy!
It's like the X-Files, Mr. Giggles.
Oh god!
And here's a song about a bunny. Oh, I nearly included "I Want a Whittle Rabbit," but it's
The beast. This is a double A side, really? I'm guessing. This album, "My Funny Sunny Honey Bunny."
"My Funny Sunny Honey Bunny." Let's have a listen.
See, I could have gone one more with "Runny," but they just never do, do they?
Well.
Oh, okay. God, terrifying.
I've got a little bunny. His whiskers are so funny. So he's the one I call my funny bunny.
Good idea.
I've got another bunny. He's such a little honey. So he's the one I call my honey bunny.
What the hell happened?
I've got another bunny. His color is so sunny. So he's the one I call my sunny bunny.
Okay. What's the...
I've got another bunny. He once ate up some money. So he's the one I call my money bunny.
Steady, mate.
I'm having a fever dream.
I've got another bunny.
Oh, no.
He loves to run, run, runny.
Okay.
So he's the one I call my runny bunny.
He's got...
I've got another bunny. His fur is silky spunny, so he's the one I call my Spunny Bunny.
Pushing it now.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, so the other question for Twitter is what
kind of bunny you got?
What's the bunny we've missed? I mean, he didn't have a gunny bunny.
Of course, the NRA would have been all over that.
Yeah, so come on, give me the extra bunnies and we can do our
show
own
me
version.
The bunny. Hashtag show me the bunny.
So, yeah, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
No, you're not Mr. Gitt. Are you?
Oh, God, I do laugh a lot. I don't giggle, though.
No.
You wouldn't call me a giggler, would you?
No.
Would you call me a giggler?
No, absolutely not. Oh, not
I'm
at all.
I'm going to check and see whether anyone online is going to call me
There are very few acceptable synonyms for laughing. Chortle is not okay.
Yes.
Chuckle, not okay. You know what I mean?
It does say on the back of the record.
Yes.
When we're talking about Mr. Giggles.
Yes.
It says he has a card index of more than 150 chuckles, giggles, titters, snickers, guffaws.
None of those are okay.
And outright hilarious roars.
I don't like him. Actually, rather brilliantly, Steph has suggested Punny Bunny.
Punny Bunny.
Which is exactly what that whole thing
That's
is.
That's what the well whole
done.
Thing is.
Well done. Well done. God, that you guys are on fire.
You could just do that and then that's the song done. You don't need to do any more.
Yeah.
So now it's time to go back to the zoo. Let's see where they go next in the zoo.
Monkeys are fun to watch. Look at the silly things they do.
Monkeys are funny and cute as can be. They hang by their tails on the limb of a tree. They jump to the ground and they swing upside down like the man on the lion.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Jesus.
Sorry.
The way the blood fountains out of the sockets when they pull the limbs off him.
They're very strong, chimpanzees.
They're incredibly strong.
Really strong. Not Cheetah could have killed everyone on that set.
Owen says, oh no, bad touch, bad touch, bad touch!
Oh dear, so that's our last visit to the zoo. But now, okay, I've got my pièce de résistance.
Can I, before your pièce de résistance?
Of course.
If we were monkeys, like if you and I were chimpanzees, which are not monkeys, but if we were to say chimpanzees.
Yeah. I'm worried about this.
How would it work in the grooming hierarchy? Like, would you be grooming me or would I be grooming you?
I feel like we'd be grooming each other. That happens.
Yeah. I mean, to think there would be mutual grooming.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm happy to groom you and I'm happy to be groomed.
Well, which? If you had to choose one, which would you choose?
Well, I mean, the thing is as the groomer, obviously you get a meal. So, you know, there's a bonus there.
Yeah. Which would you choose?
I think I would, I'm going to say I'll be the groomer. I'm not going to lord it over you.
Then that's exactly what you would be doing. The alpha does the grooming.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well,
and sometimes the groomies get groomed so hard they're bald. So I want you to imagine my bald body that you're eating bugs off. That's something for you.
Well, that's accurate though, right?
Yeah. Hannah says, wasn't mutual grooming a 1970s prog rock group?
Yes.
Also, she lost her car aerial to the monkeys at a safari park. I parked my car in Sheffield once and had much the same effect. Then again, it was a larder. People just literally looked at it and assumed it was some sort of joke.
Yeah, but then why would they steal things off it? That's just not right.
And Julie says,
like, come on, have sympathy.
Julie says that's all my dreams sorted out for the next month at least. And Barney says, yeah, buy the groomy dinner first. Yeah, I should think so.
Oh, hello.
I should think so.
Oh, is the drink with our grooming?
Yeah, well, if I'm going to get groomed that hard, I'm going to need a drink.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so now...
Yes.
We've got a fantastic discovery. Now, this is... it's a bit of a... I don't know if it is a viral classic, but anyway, so... This is a song about a dog. Yes, a dog.
Model. A dog.
Yes.
Okay.
Poor abandoned dog. And it's this record by Gloria... What does it say?
Balsam. Balsam.
Balsam. That's right. Gloria Balsam. This is called Fluffy. Now, interesting thing about Gloria Balsam. So basically... And that is her. Her
is that her actual signature? Because it looks like Gloud Balsam.
Yeah. Well, she's originally called Cynthia France, and she wanted to be a singer. She started working as sort of becoming friends with people in the music industry, and and worked at sort of like booking bands and doing things like that.
Okay.
And then at one point she got to be a backing singer.
Okay.
And then she just like got chances every now and again. So I think she was called upon when someone needed an act on a TV show on Dick Bright's TV show.
Made up.
Oh no, it was Johnny Carson. It was a spoof of Johnny Carson.
Okay.
Dick Bright show. And so they wanted someone who couldn't sing. And so Cynthia stepped up and became Gloria Balsam.
Right.
Originally to sing The Way We Were with the 20-piece orchestra.
Oh, fantastic.
And then she thought, I can record a single.
This is in the vein of Jonathan Dylan Edwards then.
It's kind of, yeah.
Alter egos of Joe Stafford and Paul Weston.
Yeah. So she managed to record this single called Fluffy. And then managed to find someone like heard her. So she hadn't been able to distribute it, but someone heard her when she was supporting Talking Heads.
What?
Yeah. I mean, like Talking Heads probably went like really early. This is like in 1978. And someone in the audience heard her and said, oh, she's great. I want to like produce that. So basically they were able to distribute Fluffy, and it's now become famous, mainly for her marvelous singing voice.
Okay,
she's now a juvenile defender in Vermont.
How bizarre!
But it's a beautiful song, and it'll get in your head. It's moving and touching, and at the same time.
I kind of love it already.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. I kind of love this.
Here, Fluffy.
That's fabulous.
It's good, isn't it?
That's kind of an amazing song. Who wrote that? Like,
That's a good
question. That's really interesting. Steph says it reminds me of, you know, that scene in Sweeney Todd where they're singing, yeah, Toby, where are you?
Oh, yeah.
Does anyone know what I mean? I don't.
Yeah, yeah.
But I know David well.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, you do. Because you retain sometime.
The song was written by the engineer at the studio, Richard Van Dorn and Davey Sales.
Love it. That's fantastic. So it's a good song.
And she was backed there by a band called the Psychotic Pineapple.
Right. Which is literally just the session musicians that day, isn't it? You know it is.
Yeah, I think they did an album after that.
Wow.
But just one.
Just the one.
No, a single, in fact. Sorry.
Ah. Well, what an amazing literal musical, quasi-musical note.
Yes.
On which to leave this podcast. I have a feeling, yes, you've alluded to the possibility of there being something beyond the paywall which everybody should hear. Am I right?
Did I say that? I mean, there is definitely. I mean, there really is.
Is it that audio clip that I want it to be? From something we've already mentioned earlier?
No.
In that case, don't bother. So if you want to bother, it's patreon.com/nottodaypod, and there'll be a whole extra podcast for you. Not immediately, it has to be said, no, because we've got stuff to do.
Yes,
in David's case,
I've got to go and pass out.
You've got to go and get yourself spruced for your Emmys. Oh my god. That is so cool.
I know, it is cool. It is cool.
That's amazing. I've got to go for the Lifetime Achievement Award. I just haven't, because it's like, it's too late now. You know, there's not going to be any new, like, it's done. All I can do is hope to hang in there and just keep doing stuff. And at some point, people will be going like, oh, he will be dead soon. If we're going to do it, we should probably do it this year.
Exactly, then, yeah. That's always the way.
And then I'll get a thing. But I'm not even doing it anyway. this is not about me. That's about you. It's fantastic. I'm so thrilled. When is it?
It's on July the 17th.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, quite soon.
2 weeks.
Yeah, I know.
Davey.
I know. It's crazy, right? I mean, who knows? I don't want to say, like, you know, I mean, I don't want to say whether we have a chance. I don't know, because I don't know what any of the other
things
are. Because
you haven't bothered, because it's not got you in. Now, welcome, finally, you're like me. Congratulations. An ego is born. Well done. people should check you out before you get too famous not to respond.
Yeah,
to,
you can check out the animation on YouTube. There's a YouTube, oh, really? Version of it, which is like free to watch. If you like Sesame Street and animations and you're a child.
Well, I mean, like, I'd say like 2 out of 3 of those is going to cover.
Yeah.
you're at Dave Yap on Twitter. I'm sure you'll, yes, tweet it out at some point. People can also find you on YouTube with your, yes, kettle of fish stuff, which,
yeah,
it's probably going to win, what, like a Golden Globe or something. I don't know. Unbelievable. Hannah's already saying we knew you before you were more famous. Exactly.
I won't forget you.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Janice, we won't forget you. we will do the bonus early next week. So if you, yes, want to join up, there's plenty of time. Steph says, please don't forget us, Davey. Honestly,
I won't.
Melanie,
I promise.
We're not going to forget you. we instantly hitched myself to him there. We're a team. We won. We won. Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for being, yes, here. And yes, I will see you with Mick Wright on Monday at 10 live on YouTube. YouTube.com/nottodaypod.
Mash that bell.
Smash it. Honestly. Stamp. On
just
the groin,
break it,
of that,
bend it,
bell,
bend that bell,
and
it will
broken. Yeah, if you subscribe now,
crack the bell,
and if you horribly disfigure that bell, then at 10 o'clock on Monday it will go, hey, things happen. Yeah, Steph, yeah, says happy grooming. Yeah. I'll tell you what there's a meal and a half on me just waiting for you, Davey. Tuck in. There's a meal and a half just waiting. Bon appetit. Tuck in.
We'll
see you next time. Oh, fabulous.
There we go.
That was great. I thoroughly enjoyed you. Mm.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.